That was Bill O'Brien discussing his defensive coordinator for now, Mike Vrabel. What do you do with this information? Yep. So here's where you are with the Texans. They're hiring Brian Gain as GM. They're going to give Bill O'Brien a contract extension. According to Albert Breer of the MMQB, the year is going to be 2022. That's the year through which these contracts will run into. So long-term deals for your GM, your new GM, and your current head coach. And yet, at the exact same time, and I know it's not the sexiest topic to discuss, but they are in the middle of what could be a vast turnover on Bill O'Brien's coaching staff, which has mostly been intact for the last 4 years.
Right.
I mean, they lost all those guys defensively. They lost John Butler. They lost Jim Bernhardt. They have Sean Ryan interviewing with the Cleveland Browns yesterday. Then came the news yesterday that Pat O'Hara, who's one of their offensive assistants who also works with quarterbacks, could be hired by the Bears, or at least Chicago is interested under their new head coach, Matt Nagy. What do you do with that? Like, I mean,
those guys are, they're just because they're interviewing doesn't mean they're going to go anywhere. I think there are actual vacancies right now that you need to worry about. And I guess if the question is, why was there a purge? Why did you get rid of or guys left? And I don't know how many of these, you know, the strength coach left to be the strength coach at the University of Tennessee. I would imagine that was a mutual parting of the ways. I have no information on that or what have you.
Seems reasonable.
The only thing I would say is that there's a budget for your assistant coaches, and perhaps some of these moves would have been made earlier if the budget had allowed for it. Maybe they
okay.
Especially when you take over. And people think like, oh, it's a $6 billion, $12 billion industry. Why do they care? Because owners care about this stuff. They don't want to be throwing, you know, $400,000, $500,000 out the window on a coach that's not here anymore. When Bill O'Brien took over, there were salaries that the Texans had to eat from the assistant coaches that he didn't keep from Kubiak's staff. When he hired his new staff, he's let a few guys go along the way. The first offensive line coach he had, that guy's contract would have had to have been paid out. So
Paul Dunn.
It might be as simple as, that's right, Paul, didn't Paul Dunn's family member angrily Facebook you?
Yes.
Yeah.
We
won't say who it was.
I messaged this person back. They have not responded.
They never responded?
No.
You got it. Well, you did it. You didn't like snipe back at him, right?
No. I broke it down cohesively.
You should have, you know what? I don't think you should have even done that. You shouldn't have justified your opinion. Whenever an angry family member gets back at, claps back at you, you're not going to like win the argument with statistics. You're like, well, here, no. Actually, this is why Paul Dunn wasn't. Now I want you to go ahead and acknowledge to me that he's not a good coach. Yeah, yeah. Like, what are they going to do? You're just going to say, hey, this is an opinion business. This is my opinion. I based it on facts. And I
From a human standpoint.
I hope you can move on with your life.
From a human standpoint, you're probably correct.
Right.
You're probably
so
right.
So anyway, well, but that person was kind of mean to you, though, too.
Yeah.
They said mean things about you. So I don't know. I'm not overly concerned about it other than to say, hey, this offense hasn't been good since you've been here except for when Deshaun Watson was the quarterback. And even when Deshaun Watson was the quarterback, they had some serious issues. So is it time for some change? I'd say sure. And if you want to subscribe to Jack Welch, the old CEO's philosophy of decimation, you should always be turning over the bottom of your staff. You should always be getting rid of the bottom 10 to 20% of your staff. And maybe there's a little bit of a backlog here.
This is the Jack Welch GE strategy that Peter King wrote about?
Is that who he was, GE, or was he GM?
Oh,
I think
GE.
Jack Welch was GM.
GE.
Oh, he was?
I'm 90% sure. But anyway, I remember Peter King wrote about that Jack Welch strategy about Rick Smith, but that was more about the bottom of the roster. Now, I know that it's a little bit different with possibly Sean Ryan, possibly Mike Vrabel, but this is more than 10%. This is like 40 to 60%.
That's what I'm saying. It was backed up because of budgetary reasons.
Okay.
He was like, he would have liked to do 10% last year and maybe 10% the year before, but they were under contract. And maybe he was kind of thinking with it, but now he's like, all right, this 10% has accrued every year. We got to just go ahead and clean house right now. We need some new energy and some new life in here.
So does O'Brien think that things got stale on his coaching staff? Does he think that these guys were the problem? Was there internal strife this year with the coaching staff? I just want to know. I just want answers.
Okay.
I want to know what to think about this.
Now I'm getting angry because I feel like you're asking me this when you know I don't know the answer.
Yeah, I know. I'd rather have Bill sitting in here and be able to pepper him with these questions.
You know, if there's one thing I think you should know about me, if you ask me a question twice after I've already told you I don't know the answer,
you don't like it.
I start to lose it. Yeah. There's only so many different ways you can say I don't know.
Why are they getting rid of so many of these coaches? Again, I know it's not.
Oh,
I know it's not the sexiest topic. I just think that, just think about this from the outside. You're giving your coach a new contract despite going 4-12. Fair enough. If you are betting big on this guy, you're bringing a GM who's very closely connected to the head coach. Fair enough. If you believe in the head coach. And these firings, or some, I think mutual parting ways and firings are basically one of the same. You know, one or two guys may have left, Charles London, Jim Bernhard, etc. I get that. But it doesn't get the feel of John Elway telling Vance Joseph, hey, I'm going to keep you, but we're going to fire everybody else.
Right.
This seems to me, because these are a lot of O'Brien guys, it seems to me like this was more Bill-driven.
Well, although, you know, there is maybe that same notion or philosophy where in the past, maybe Bob McNair suggested, hey, Gary, these defensive coordinators that you've been hiring are not working out whatsoever. We need to figure out a way to fix this. If you're not the problem, who exactly is? I just need to see it. Like, if I'm Bob McNair and I've got a head coach working for me, and look, I'm not a football expert per se. I know a whole lot about the business these last 15 years, but that old trope that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result, blah, 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 all that stuff. Then we've heard Bob McNair cite that before. Okay, what are you going to do differently this year? Now, it gets a little bit more complex because the offense was pretty damn defective with
the quarterback.
With the quarterback in there. But a couple of guys that are no longer here are defensive coaches. So I think that's at least part of it. Well, and then it also might be, too, I don't know, like, was John Butler upset that he was looked over for the defensive coordinator job? You know, was there the defensive
backs coach?
Yeah, for Vrabel.
Possible.
Did you say Vrabel?
For Vrabel, oh, okay. Yeah.
I think it's possible. By the way, Landry, if Cody is listening, I fully anticipate In the Loop to do some segment like, which sports radio 610 host should be decimated this week? if you were Bill O'Brien, which sports radio 610 host would you purge?
Up in 15 minutes.
I feel like In the Loop's 11:45 segment today might be, in honor of Bill O'Brien purging his coaching staff, who would you purge from Sports Radio 610?
By the way, Craig Fitzgerald is the strength coach who left for the University of Tennessee. Well, I found this in the Chronicle when I was reading about his dismissal, and it's just it made me chuckle because it's a misprint, obviously, but talking about Andre Hale and the work he did with Craig Fitzgerald. Hale got up to 195 pounds and can bench press over 35 pounds.
Well, so can I.
He can bench press a wheel.
What do you think that number is? It's got to be
two? It's got to be 335.
335?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty impressive. Anytime you're getting up close to almost twice your body weight.
You think Andre Hale can bench press 335?
I bet he can. Some of these little defensive backs will freak you out, man, with how strong they are.
By the way,
I don't like the idea of him doing it. Like, honestly, I don't care if a defensive back never gets under an actual barbell for the rest of his life. It's fine. If you want to make your YouTube videos and motivational this, that, or impress the folks down at the CrossFit, that's great. As far as actual football players on the field, I don't care if you just never even touch a barbell for any exercise.
Coming up at 6:45, we'll discuss sex parties in Silicon Valley and a weird report about Bill O'Brien's future that has nothing to do with Houston. Headlines on the way, including all the divisional games this weekend and the Astros cold stove season, plus what the Texans are doing with Brian Gain and Bill O'Brien. Headlines next.